Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hey, you guys, I hope you guys are doing good. Oh, my goodness. I had a nice break away from the damn internet, away from just a lot of nonsense. I had an awesome Valentine's Day weekend. I really did. And I'm glad to somewhat be back with this podcast here. I could have enjoyed a few more days, but it's all to the good. So this weekend was crazy. Not only was it cold up here, but you know it's Minnesota, so that ain't stopping shit. Still got dressed, still looked fly, and still had a good old funky time, right? But I was noticing that a lot of other states we're dealing with a polar vortex. Now, it got as cold as negative 20 degrees here, like late at night. But like during the day, it was like a high of negative 5. So, you know, hey, I'll take what we can take, right? But I noticed that Texas, Oklahoma, and a lot of other states were dealing with like just a crazy freeze. Texas had a lot of snow and ice. There was that huge car pileup that happened a few days ago. So a lot of you guys have been keeping us abreast on the Discord, which is wonderful. Right now, as far as the power outages go, it says that basically Texas has over 4 million people right now suffering some type of outage. Oregon has 219,000. Oklahoma has 164,000. Louisiana has 160,000. And Kentucky has 147,000. These are states with people who are experiencing extremely cold temperatures. The power grid is literally falling apart in Texas, okay? Right now, the infrastructure is old. And then on top of that, they don't really get cold like this in Texas. So the infrastructure right now is going crazy and a lot of the grids are down. And because a lot of the grids are failing, what's happening is that they can't keep the wheat, the corn, and other grains that are a necessity for our food supply. They can't keep them at a certain temperature because everything is freezing due to the, you know, crappy infrastructure that has not been updated in like 100 years, right? Don't worry, it's not just Texas. The same thing happened here in the Twin Cities. Remember when our bridge collapsed like 10 years ago? That was bad infrastructure. So not throwing shade. The infrastructure in this country is just really bad. So just be careful traveling across bridges and shit like that. So with what's going on in Texas, it just made me think as I was hearing more and more stories that it's very strange that we're having such a cold winter.
It is a scary story. There are millions without power in Texas and parts of Louisiana, Oklahoma, all up and down the spine, if you will, of the Midwest. Basically, here's what's happened. This ultra deep freeze, not the coldest on record, but close to the coldest ever recorded, is causing this massive surge in power demand. Everybody's trying to crank the heat. So the power companies are trying to crank it up. The problem is, there's a lot of shortages in power availability. Some of that has been caused by pipeline issues. Some of that has been caused by wind turbines, Joe, simply freezing and not being able to spin. Remember, 23% of Texas is the wind capital of the United States. 23% of their power is generated by wind, and a large portion of that is not spinning. Either it's frozen or it's frozen too tight that there's not enough wind onshore. There's more offshore that it can rotate that. You've also got other issues with more traditional supplies. To cap that off, and we talk about these short squeezes in GameStop, well, that's kind of happening, guys, in the electricity market as well, because the power distributors and the power suppliers, they're having to go into the open market to buy electricity. We don't think it works like that, but it does. I'll give you guys some examples. All right, natural gas. We'll bring up the Nat Gas chart, and it'll show that natural gas is wholesale trading at $3 and change. Look at that. See, there you go. But people are buying that gas, Joe, at $200, $300, and $400, not three, because they either are contractually obligated to buy at any price or they need it. We've talked about wholesale electricity prices that have gone up more than 1,000% in 24 hours in parts of Texas. It won't last forever, but right now that's causing rolling blackouts. As many as 3+ million Texans do not have power right now, which means no heat and often no water. No heat when it's 5 degrees outside, guys, is a dangerous and scary situation.
Like I said, Minnesota, for the most part, is used to it, but negative 20 degrees is never normal, especially when in December, it was really warm. We had one of the warmest Decembers ever on record. It didn't even get snow until like literally Christmas Day or the day before. That's how much snow was just scarce up here. There was more snow on the East Coast than here in Minnesota. So it takes me back to, you know, President Joe Biden, when he kept saying that we're going to have a dark winter. And I remember I had even posted this video game on my Instagram page. I think Instagram took it down. Who knows at this point? But I remember I had posted this video game and they were talking about a dark winter. And I was posting the clips of Joe Biden saying the same thing.
In 2001, a real-world exercise tested the emergency response to a bioterror attack on the continental United States. The operation was called Dark Winter. Within just a few days, the simulation spiraled out of control. The operation predicted a rapid breakdown in essential institutions, civil disorder, and massive civilian casualties. Dark Winter has revealed how vulnerable we've become. Our lifestyle, our security, our safety, depends on a delicate and unstable economy. We've created a system so complicated that we no longer understand how to control it. Oil, power, shipping, transport. We live in a complex world. And the more complex it gets, the more fragile it becomes. Built on a global supply chain that gets things where they're needed, just in time. We've created a house of cards. Remove just one, and everything falls apart. And what's fueling the system?
Money. Americans can spend $90 billion in a single day of shopping. Last year, 200 million people swarmed their local stores on November 23rd. We call that day Black Friday. Did you know that a flu virus can survive on the surface of a banknote for up to 17 days? One day, there will be a pandemic. It could begin during the crush of Black Friday sales. A pathogen will jump from tainted banknotes to human skin, onto food, toys, children, and loved ones.
This is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter last time. This is the same fellow who told you that, don't worry, we're going to end this by the summer. We're about to go into a dark winter, And he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American to fight this pandemic. We're still facing a very dark winter.
All right, so you guys just heard it. So I just find it very strange that, you know, like I said, outside of the Midwest and, you know, East Coast, you know, places that are used to getting cold, it's not really strange to us. But when I see places like Texas, Louisiana, even people tell me that it's really cold in Florida, that's definitely not normal. And I also feel like this might be a precursor to what we may end up seeing this spring, because if food is not kept at a certain temperature and is being broke down from being frozen when it shouldn't be, we may have a food scarcity this spring, you know? I'm also hearing that a lot of citrus crop, which grow in the southern part of the United States, they're saying that the citrus right now are going through it, the strawberries, tomatoes, and things like that. So this is really scary. So if you're not paying attention to it, you need to. Just because you don't live in Texas or somewhere warm, like I always say, you know, we're just one big circle of life. Whatever affects one affects us all. So that might be something you might want to really do your own research on, geoengineering and everything that's going on in all these different states that don't normally get this type of weather. So yeah, it was really, you know, crazy when I was hearing all that, that it was just as cold in certain places down south as it was in the Midwest. Maybe not negative 20, but they were definitely getting into like the single digits, which is horrible, especially for that type of climate, because a lot of our food and things like that grow down there. So I hope you guys stayed warm. I hope you guys enjoyed your Valentine's Day. I also want to hit on a few other stories here. I had did the live stream about Justin Timberlake. It was called Justin Timberlake Getting Dragged or whatever. And I talked about, you know, how he did Britney Spears. And I also spoke about how he did Janet Jackson. How I thought it was bogus, how he just basically left her out there on a limb, you know, basically threw her under the bus. Her career was never able to, you know, kind of bounce back fully from that. And he's meanwhile been able to just live his best life. So shortly after that, he came out with an apology, which shocked a lot of people. So let me go ahead and read to you guys Justin Timberlake's apology here. So this is what Justin Timberlake wrote. He says, "I've seen messages, tags, comments, and concerns, and I want to respond. I am deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem, where I spoke out of turn or did not speak up for what was right. I understand that I fell short in these moments and in many others benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism. I specifically want to apologize to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, both individually, because I care for and respect these women and I know that I failed. I am also compelled to respond in part because everyone involved deserves better, and most importantly, because there is a larger conversation that I wholeheartedly want to be a part of and grow from. The industry is flawed. It sets men, especially white men, up for success. It's designed this way. As a man in a privileged position, I had to be vocal about this. Because of my ignorance, I did not recognize it for all that it was while it was happening in my own life, but I do not want to ever benefit from others being pulled down again. I have not been perfect in navigating all of this through my career. I know this apology is the first step and it doesn't absolve the past. I want to take accountability for my own missteps in all of this, as well as be a part of a world that uplifts and supports. I care deeply about the well-being of people that I love and have loved. I can do better and I will do better." So that was Justin Timberlake's apology after 20 years, okay, of basically eating well, you know, doing his thing. Basically, he's navigated through this industry unscathed, unlike Britney, unlike Janet. And so, I had heard before that he apologized to her behind closed doors, which I never agreed with. Don't apologize. If you embarrass me in public or you throw me under the bus in public, then let's talk about it in public. Don't come trying to apologize behind closed doors, bitch. Apologize to me in the same form where you disrespected me. So today's sponsor comes from BetterHelp.com. Are there certain things that are interfering with your happiness? Is there something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, BetterHelp is here to assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can speak to them in a safe and comfortable environment, and everything will be confidential. BetterHelp is convenient, professional, and affordable. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you can get 10% off your very first month by visiting betterhelp.com/sipslow. That is my code to get the 10% off. Over 1 million people are taking charge of their mental health by talking to licensed professional counselors who specialize in a variety of things, everything from depression to stress, anxiety, relationship issues, sleeping, trauma, and much more. So once again, if you are looking for some type of mental health support, make sure you go on to betterhelp.com/sipslow to get 10% off today. So he's gone publicly and he's basically apologized. And so Janet Jackson, she came out, she did not address him per se, but she was hella happy that Control was back on the charts. All of the Janet fans went and they streamed her music. And so she made it back onto like the billboards. And so she was thanking the fans for that. So I want you guys to go ahead and listen to that here.
"I was at home just the other day by myself and I began to cry. I was crying because I was so thankful for all that God has blessed me with, all that he has given me. And I'm so thankful for him being in my life. And I'm so thankful for all of you being in my life. You're so special to me. And I want to thank all of you for making Control number one once again after 35 years. I never in a million years, I would never think that this would happen. I really appreciate you and I love you so, so much. Thank you. Bye."
You can just hear like how happy she is, how humble she is. And I'm glad that she didn't make this about Justin. I'm glad that she really didn't acknowledge him. She just thanked the fans for having her back, because now Justin is once again being outed for being a slime ball. So what happened is that on Valentine's Day, after Justin put out his apology, Janet Jackson fans, they made a whole Twitter thread, and they're basically showcasing all the ways that Justin Timberlake capitalized off of the infamous wardrobe malfunction. And so they were like basically tweeting things that Justin was performing in concerts and in videos and still eating off of this. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys this really quick. So Justin definitely knows what he was doing making that music. So what happened is that basically Justin was also on that thread and he got caught liking one of the comments. And one of the comments says, look how Justin Timberlake was capitalizing off of Janet Jackson's misfortune. And so he ended up liking it. And so when people saw that, they started dragging him again. Then he ran to unlike it. So, you know, the fact that he would like that basically confirmed that he was still eating off of, you know, all her troubles and what she went through just says a lot about his character. And it just leads me to believe that his apology was not really sincere. It was needed for damage control. And, you know, we live in a different era right now. It's not like it was way back then. People have voices. They're taking to social media. They're blasting people. Now, sometimes people are fucking sensitive. Let's keep that real. But in this situation, I think he deserved to be blasted for how he treated Janet Jackson and Britney Spears. And let's not forget that Justin Timberlake just had a new movie release like 2 weeks ago. It came out on January 29th and it's called Palmer. So they're still trying to get folks to go and watch this and they don't need any bad press. So I also believe that that is why he came out to apologize, because it was making him look bad and it was also making people not want to go and check out his movie as well. So the whole situation is a mess, but I'm glad that, you know, Janet Jackson is getting the last laugh. Her album is currently number one, while Justin Timberlake is backpedaling and pussy popping, okay? So now onto other news. If you guys do not know, B. Simone is also trending today. So B. Simone is trending all over Twitter, and she's trending because people are mad at the manifestation queen for giving this bit of advice. I want you guys to go ahead and check this out.
We got all these things we want in a man. A list of things. He got to be tall. He got to be dark. He got to be handsome. He got to have pretty teeth. He got to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. He got to be rich. He got to be successful. He got to be all these things. And we ain't even half the things on that list. He got to be a family man. Bitch, you ain't talked to your mama in 6 months, but you want him to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. Your account is in the negative, ma'am. Overdraft fees. He got to have a job. You need to go fill out some applications because you're still unemployed. He got to have pretty teeth. You ain't seen a dentist in 6 years. He gotta have a six pack and be in shape. You can't even walk up a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing. Get your life together. This whole list that he gotta be. You ain't even half the things on that list.
All right, so y'all just heard what B. Simone had to say, and a lot of people are not feeling it. Folks are dragging her on social media. I'll read some of the tweets that people have posted. So somebody says, B. Simone really built her whole brand on women manifesting things, including the type of man that they want in their life. She screamed about it literally every day for a year. Now she done switched to ridiculing women for having a certain standard, like, oh, brother. Somebody else says, B. Simone talking about women making lists when just a few months ago, sis was selling fraudulent books about writing lists. Somebody else says, I thought we all agreed to stop listening to B. Simone after she scammed y'all with that plagiarized leaflet marketed as a manifestation book. Another person says, was B. Simone not begging a man under 5'9" to like her and was bigging up Dani Lee and basically saying that she damn near won because she's a Latina? She has a self-esteem of a broom, but want to punch down, not going for that. Other people, mainly a lot of guys, definitely agree with B. Simone. Tyrese even came out and he had her back and he said this on The Shade Room. Tyrese says, women are pissed, calling her a fraud, but why? Dear at B. Simone, I'm going to hire you as soon as I can. Promise. Hashtag raw truth hurts. So me personally, B. Simone is not saying anything that I haven't said in the past. I've said the same thing. You can't expect an NBA baller, a person who plays for the NFL, somebody who's making six figures, and you're the biscuit girl at Bojangles. So, you know, you can want whatever you want in the opposite sex. I don't care if it's men or women, but you should never have to settle. If you feel like somebody's not on your level financially, morally, spiritually, whatever, then at that point in time, you have the right to reject that person to move on and go find who is on your level. And like I said, that goes for both men or women. I understand why the internet is once again in their feelings and upset. You know, that's social media. I just think B. Simone tends to walk a fine line. She says one thing, then she'll flip it around and do another. But again, whatever. Am I surprised? Absolutely not. Anyways, y'all, thank you guys for joining me for another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'll go ahead and just post a portion of it on YouTube. If y'all want to leave comments over there, you can. But I'll be back again soon. Enjoy the rest of your day and try your best to stay warm. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.